Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. You want to know how you become unstoppable? You learn that the energy you have is not an accident. And you learn that the energy you have isn't even the way it works. I always use this metaphor. The power plant doesn't have energy. It generates energy. Today, I'd like to have a conversation about realigning and how do you do that? Because we want you to align with what is unstoppable of your nature or something beyond your nature. And when you do that, you're carried to greatness versus grit and grind and fight and because there should be a freedom and a joy to life. Anyone agree? Like a real freedom and joy. Freedom and joy. We're all looking for the same thing. Living a fully alive life. I talk about it in terms of the human drive of aliveness. We want that zest, that vibe, that pop, that energy that can be authentic and slow and deep or high and excited, but there's a freedom to it. There's a freedom to it. That's where we want to get you. How do we get it? Well, you all know it always starts with mindset. You've heard everyone here talking about intentions. Every speaker in some ways talked about intentions, haven't they? It's like personal development 101. Your intentions. Your intentions. I got a crash course in it, literally, when I was a 19-year-old kid. So, what was that? 25 years ago this year. 25 years ago this year, the high school sweetheart I had, we thought we were going to get married. We went to college together. We didn't make it through college together because in that first semester of school, our relationship fell apart. She went outside the relationship. It broke my heart, and I fell apart. And for those of you who've ever had your whole life intertwined with somebody else, because at that point I wasn't going to college, I went because she was going, I signed up for the same class as she did, I signed up in the same dorm, you know, I hitched a U-Haul to the back of my 1988 Nissan Sentra, I welded it myself and hitched this little U-Haul, I carried all her stuff over to college, I followed her all around, and then the relationship fell apart, and so did I, and I became depressed, and then ultimately suicidal. 19-year-old kid. I didn't have the tools of personal development. I didn't know, as we casually talk about, you have to get professional help or coaching or therapy sometimes when you can't get over yourself. I didn't know any of that. I was just a young man struggling, so I started planning to take my life. Unrelated, a short while later, I was in a car accident. And that car accident taught me I didn't want to take my life. I wanted to live my life. My heart was broken, but I still wanted to love. I was a 19-year-old kid. I didn't know the point of life. You know, I never sought service or tried to do something beyond myself. And I decided I want to do something, because I remember at the end of the car accident, I was, after this car rolled off the road and flipped several times, I was able to pull myself through the windshield of the car after it stopped. And I stood on this crumpled hood of this car with blood coming off of my body and onto my toes. And I thought it was the end for me. And I looked down and saw the blood go off the end of the hood of the car. I thought I was going to faint. And I remember just thinking, did I even matter? Was there a purpose to this life? And I didn't like the answer to that. Did I matter? I didn't think I did. I didn't know anything about that whole idea of service or being a role model or doing all the things we talk about in leadership. I was just a lost kid who was brokenhearted. But as I was standing there and I felt that life draining from me, I saw a glint in my blood at the end of the hood of the car, and it made me look up. And there was this bright, big, beautiful moon that night of the car accident. And as I had felt my life draining out,
when I looked up, I felt this connection. I felt like suddenly this knowing that I was going to be okay. And I felt like I got what I call life's golden ticket. It was like the big guy upstairs had spared me in that little millisecond to keep me alive and hand me a life's golden ticket. It was like, you're still here, you know? It's like I got that ticket as if he had said, here you go, son. You're still alive. You can still love. You can still make a difference. But now you know the clock is ticking. And I remember that moment on the hood of that car, and I got that feeling, that sense that I was still alive, and I felt gratitude wash over my body, and I just thought, I will earn this. I will earn this second chance. I will earn this breath. I will earn this life. And it was precious. And some of you have been there towards the end, or you've been with family who you lost. A lot of us lost a lot of people in this last year. And you know how precious life is. And you know when you start becoming unstoppable or when you change, you know when that happens? The moment mortality motivation enters your veins. Mortality motivation. You want to change your life? Realize it ends. You want to get back on track? Realize it ends. You want to change your relationships? Realize you only have so much time together. You want to repair your relationship with the kids? Realize there's only so much time before they're out. And realize how precious life really is. Because when you realize you only have so much time to live it and feel it and connect and love and do something meaningful, you stop the seventh season on Netflix. You just go, okay, five, I'm satiated, enough. And you get back at it because you have something to do. You have people counting on you. There is somebody who's been waiting for you to rise and go. Somebody has been waiting for you. Maybe it's inside. It's your spirit. It's your knowing. Something inside of you, if you feel a rattle or frustration or a hopelessness or a fatigue of where you've been, don't take that as a signal to stop or to hate yourself or to feel discouraged. Discouragement just means you gave up on learning. Discouragement just meant you thought you were supposed to be perfect when what you really had to do is get back in the game and test and try and learn and adapt a little bit more. Your discouragement and your frustration is a blessing from something saying, you got more in you, kid. You're not done yet. There's still more to live. There's still more for you in this life to enjoy more freedom and joy. Let's get back in the game. I know it was tough. You align with mortality. You align with what I call the reverence for life. Right? Philosophers talked about it throughout the centuries. The reverence for life. When you have reverence for life, you want to live it, right? I really believe us humans, we're driven by three primary drives, right? The drive for aliveness, right? That enthusiasm, that joy, that good positive emotion, like that sense of appreciation for life itself. We're driven by that need for connection, right? Relationship. Even that connection is with ourselves, our spirit, or our creator. And we're driven by that desire for meaningful pursuits, to do things we find meaningful, fulfilling, satisfying, that make us alive, right? We all want aliveness and connection and meaningful pursuits, but to get them, we gotta like get out of our own way a little bit and realign with a higher intention for what our life is. Here's how I did it, very simple way. My car accident taught me at the end of my life, I'm gonna ask questions to evaluate whether or not I was happy with my life. My questions happened to be, standing on the hood of that car and throughout that accident was, did I live? Did I love? Did I matter? I was given a gift of knowing the questions I'm gonna ask at the end of my life. And so for 25 years, every night, I lay in bed and I ask my intention questions. Did I live today? Oh, I could have done a little better, but no, I did. Did I love today? I tried to live with full heart. Did I matter today? I tried. And the nights that I didn't do great, that's the beauty of the morning sun. That's the beauty of that fresh page. That's the beauty of tomorrow. Some of you forgot the beauty of tomorrow. You think it's always going to be the same because we've all been in quarantine. Hey, I get it. I'm still cutting my own hair. You see this problem we have over here? Listen, we're all trying to live. It's hard. It's weird out there. But I want to let you know, don't forget the beauty of tomorrow. Don't forget every day you can adopt a new attitude. Don't forget every day you can change. Don't forget every day you can improve. Don't forget every day you can grow. Every day is a good day to grow, is what we say at Growth Day. Every day is a good day to grow.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
Begin, maybe tonight, maybe right now. What are the questions you're going to ask yourself at the end of your life? Maybe it's, was I a good mom? Did I build my empire? Did I follow my heart? Did I take care of somebody? Did I serve that mission, that cause? Did I honor my God? What is it for you? You're going to ask questions. And I'm just here to tell you, if you haven't thought through those questions at the end, mortality, motivation, if you don't think about how you're going to evaluate your life at the end, there's no hope to live each day intentionally and with purpose. You're just going through the motions. And there's nothing worse for your performance than going through the motions over and over and again without intention, each day and each night. Ask yourself the questions of your life each morning and each night, just so you're aware. Am I on track? What do I need to summon of myself? How could I change? Intention, mortality, motivation. Who's learned really the hard way in this last year how precious life is? Anyone? Who had your wits? Who was just scared at some point this last year? It just freaked you out. The pandemic, the economy, the world, the politics, everything else. Like that fear, that is real. And I hope you don't use fear to stop. I hope you use it as an encouragement to live. Oh, God, what a blessed thing it is we have. People always say, Brenda, how are you so annoyingly happy all the time for 20 years? I've been watching videos of yours for 20 years on the internet, Brendan. How? I'm like, because every day I'm like, wow, I got a breath. One of my mentors, the late, great Wayne Dyer, taught me that every day he got up in the morning, threw his legs over bed, and when they touched the ground, he just closed his eyes and said, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for one more day. If you haven't felt in your heart that gratitude that makes you cry for your life in this last year, please open your eyes. It is an amazing gift that you are here. I'm happy that you're here. I could see your faces. Otherwise, this would be just a big dark wall and I'd be talking to myself. It'd be super awkward. I do that at home, but it would be really awkward here with all these people. I just hope that you will find somewhere in your heart a remembrance of the blessing of this day. But Brendan, it's hard, they say. Yes, it is. So here's what I say. Honor the struggle. Write it down. Honor the struggle. You know who quits? The people who say, it shouldn't be there. I shouldn't have problems. So what do? There's two different people, literally, in how they approach things. One honors the struggle, one bemoans the struggle. Anyone ever live with or work with a complainer? Anyone? Okay, some of you pointing to your spouse. That's weird. Okay, I can't see your faces. That's super awkward. I saw you. Okay, that's all right. So here's what I want you to know. If you live, like, if it sucks, if it's difficult, that's not an indication to stop again. That is a struggle that has been delivered uniquely to you to say, rise, young woman. Rise, young man. Let us see what you are made of. Let us see how much you really want it. That struggle was placed there to see if you will stay true to your nature and your dream or your creator or your mission. That was placed there to see, do you really care? Do you really want it? Because we have a lot of people who are casual about life. We have to say, is it real for me? And you'll know. The good news is, you don't have to go on, like, you know, a big trip to take a bunch of drugs and puke on the floor in the Amazons to be able to know something about yourself. You got to listen to your human nature again. That human nature, that part of you, you know. You already know the things in your life that are wrong. Mortality motivation says change them sooner than later. Honoring the struggle says face them with courage, face them. Because, right, a lot of people say, no, it's easier to avoid struggle. And what happens when you avoid struggle? You all know. See, to me, avoidance is a great strategy for short-term comfort. Unfortunately, it is also a great strategy to guarantee long-term suffering. Avoidance gives you short-term ease and long-term suffering. If you have to have the difficult relationship talk tonight, have the talk. If you have to get real in the morning and look in the mirror and honor yourself and high five yourself and say, yes, but you still need to go to the gym, go exercise. There's YouTube. You can get the dumbbells from Amazon and you can just do the thing in your house on the yoga mat. You don't have to have big fancy things. What you have to do is be in motion, right? How many of you realize so often a lot of our problems will be solved just being more consistent? I've been teaching a long time, 25 years since my accident, 20 years since my first book, 15 years since jumping into what now we call the life coaching or the online training world. And here's what I've learned. So often, people of real greatness, people who are unstoppable, people who, though, failed to reach that full greatness, it wasn't because they weren't smart or they couldn't do things. You know what happened? Sometimes they forgot the truth that common sense is not always common practice. It's the fundamentals. It's the daily forward momentum to the things that matter to you and to you and to you and to you. It's unique to you. It's unique to you, it's unique to me. But do we have daily forward momentum? We just have to honor the struggle of that. And the good news is you don't have to throw out everything. You have to choose just a few things. In our research study with high performers, we found out that high performers on average only spend 60% of their week working towards the major needle moving projects. The other 40%, they got kids, they got teams, they got administration, they got paperwork and email and crap to do. But 60% of their week, they were pushing the big things forward. When you're willing to push the big things forward, even the days of struggle don't feel as bad because you at least put in effort. Even if you only kick that little boulder, something moved forward. That little momentum breaks you through. It's so just magical of your energy. Stop bemoaning the struggle. Expect the struggle and work through the struggle. Honor the struggle as a challenge of your character. Honor the struggle as something that is honing your weaponry, that is making you stronger. Instead of going, oh, this sucks, be like, oh, I can't wait to see how I show up against that. And if I fail today, I will show up against that again tomorrow with a good attitude, because that's my last big idea for you today. You want to know how you become unstoppable? You learn that the energy you have is not an accident. And you learn that the energy you have isn't even the way it works. I always use this metaphor. The power plant doesn't have energy. It generates energy. The power plant doesn't have energy. It generates energy. What does that mean? Well, what a power plant does is it draws energy from one resource and it transforms it to a higher utilization of energy and then transmits it to the world. You have that same opportunity. You don't have to wait for happiness to arrive one day. You don't have to wait for good energy to arrive one day. You can architect that into your mind and into your body. You don't have to hope one day to feel more joyous. You learn to bring the joy. You bring the joy. You bring the joy to the morning light. You bring the joy to your family. You bring the joy to the dinner table. You bring the joy to that team who sometimes, and you show up with a positive mindset every day and they're like, who is this person? And you know what? When they call you annoying or they call you inauthentic or they call you too happy or a stupid optimist or whatever, you take the joy that you're part of a rare set of human beings who would spend their day like this, working on ourselves and growing, because you know what? You want to get believers in your life, get some momentum with a good attitude. And all of a sudden they start coming around when they're like, oh, wow, you're different. And you're like, yes, I am, because you worked for it, because you knew life was short. You knew it was short. And you decided at some point in your life, hey, there's only so much time. Let me show up with greater intention. Let me deal with these struggles just head on. You can do this courageously, and you decide to bring the joy because life is short. And like me, I hope you want to earn this life.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help, and I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's
Earn Your Happy podcast.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.